Welcome to Shomar Shoran and Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shalom Aleha Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Medaf Mem Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis, in the middle of the page right before the Mishnah, says the rule that the reason why the Kohen Gadol needs to have Kapara on himself before he does Kapara on his brothers, the Kohanim, is because Mutav Yovo Zakai Veichaper Alachayov. Someone who already is a Zakai, that he rectified his own sins, he could come to be mechaper on other people. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Sfarim L'Chachma Satoya, brings in a few places the idea that we see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kohen Gadol the ability to do kapar before his brothers. We have a special vidui in the Par Yom Kippurim for the Kohen Gadol only, him and his family, before he does on his brothers, in order for him to be zakai to be mechaper on everybody else. So yimele, one can learn from here that any time a person is a mashpia in others, he's somebody who influences others to do the right thing, he teaches them the right thing, he brings them to a higher level, he himself will benefit from it as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him more pure so he can spread purity to others. Because the rule is that only someone who's pure can spread purity to others, and therefore a person has to do ishtarus to be pure. That's on his on one hand. On the other hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him the opportunity to be pure in order to spread purity to others. The same way the Kohen Gadol has the opportunity to become tar before he spreads purity to others, any person who's involved in spreading tahara to a tzibur will have that zchus. And it's brought down in the name of one of the Hasidish's Rebbeim, that he used to tell people that are coming to say Ksiv Chasima Toiva to the Rebbe, that you should say Ksiv Chasima Toiva to the Tzaddik, because the Tzaddik already had a Ksiv Chasima Toiva in Rosh Hashanah, so he can now bench everybody else to have Ksiv Chasima Toiva as well. I saw the Rav Dov Kook Shlita says, according to this, a beautiful idea. We know that what is the Kapara that is brought from the Par? The Gemara in Shavuos tells us that the Par Yom Kippurim of Kohen Gadol, that he does for himself, he does for his brothers, it's coming to be mechaper on one thing and one thing only, and that's Tumas Migdosh V'Koychov. It's only coming to be mechaper on impurity in Beis HaMikdosh. The only, at least according to one mandamer, the only place we have kapara for every other sin is only Basiyar Mishtalech. And this is already the Ma'aril Diskin speaks about it. How can it be that the main focus of Yom Kippur, the main avodah, the main vidu, the main kapara, was in Tumas Migdash Rekotchov, is for the Tumah of Beis HaMikdash, while the other Averis is one time, Siyar Mishtalech, that's when you speak on all the other Averis. How do we understand that? And obviously there's depth to it and there's a lot to speak about it. But if Dov Kook points out an explanation based on our Gemara, because we have the rule that only a Zakai could be Mechaper on other people, so same thing happens in Yom Kippur. We need, first of all, to make the Beis HaMikdash pure, to be a Zakai, in order to spread Tahara, in order to spread Kapara and everybody in Am Yisrael. So that's why we, first of all, do Tumas Mikdash Rekotcha, meaning we take away all the impurity of Beis HaMikdash, make Beis HaMikdash completely Tahar, completely Zakai. Maybe we could have Kapara on everybody else in Am Yisrael, because Yovo Zakai V'Yichaper Al HaChayov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.